ever been created. Max Factor's and the world of Jardin. This is the luxury of floral beauty to delight for an absolute bargain. Jardin. And now, one of the biggest of the year. This is beautiful, stunning, delicious, inviting. An accessory to tantalize and to turn heads. Pure R&B leather, detail to perfection, design of quality. Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome one of the oldest pros, like an old cabbage patch, a little bud of sunshine, Peter Simon. Now, a very good evening and a warm welcome to you. Just before we continue with the show, right, I've had a cheery day. There hasn't been, and I've got to say it, the sun has camped his hat on, hip 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 hooray. Where was he? I was expecting it. Anyway, the reason I was a bit cheery today, have you ever looked in your bottom drawer? Mine's quite big. You find things in your bottom drawer that you hadn't seen before. Knitwear. Now, you were all wondering there, weren't you? Yes, yes. I also found that too. So, just to say, this is my gardening sweater. Now, right, and I always think of the old story that the wonderful Arthur Askew once said to me. What do you get if you cross a ball of wool with a cat? Mittens. So, now it was 1946, workers' playtime. Now you may see tonight that I feel myself, right? The last time anything like that happened to me, 1942. Right. Air raid shelter. Gladys Ambrose. Wanted to show me where she had an operation. It was a picture of St. John's Hospital. Now, let me just say, I got it out because we've got a special guest, and I love it when we have guests. Nobody usually comes and talks to me. It's a personal problem. When there's an R on the month, I can't socialise. It hasn't stopped me, I've tried. Anyway, just to say, I had my woolen knitwear because we're going to do cardigan, and this morning, R. Maud, who was actually... We bought some talking weigh scales. Because the idea was we'd go on a diet. She said to me, diet? I said, what colour? Anyway, so... So she got on the scales this morning, and the voice boomed out. One at a time. So there was a bit of a confusion. So she said she was going to open up our vegetable patch. There's another gag that I can't do. You were way ahead of me there, weren't you? She said, I'm going to pull up my parsnips. I said, I'll have a gape at your rhubarb. Now, this is it then. We've got a show of it tonight. We've got no P&P from 10 o'clock, and we've got a very special day. Now, Gerry, because she's here, she's the... Now, ladies, thank you for all your letters about her. And I can tell you, her legs have been voted by many a viewer as some of the best on television. You decide which one you want. And don't you do the in-between. No. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome my dear friend, Helen Bates? Oh, look at the leg! Look at that leg! Oh, go, girl, show them. Refinement and elegance.
Isn't it?
Oh.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Now,
how are you?
Will you say hello to Michael Robertson?
Hello, Michael Robertson.
Right, and Michael is 26.
Okay.
Right.
We're in the age range.
Okay, right.
Carry on.
He is a civil engineer. And to be quite honest, he'd like to do a survey.
Oh! Oh!
Right. Well, I've done it, Michael. That's why, I mean, but she's not available. Only on wet Tuesdays, when she does a washing down on the front, Blackpool front, right? When she dropped a peg last Tuesday, there was a little incident with a man on a bike. But another story. Now...
for legal reasons, I can't come in.
Now, we've got a friend, haven't we?
Oh, he's lovely!
Now, this man is... Now, if you remember the 80s, he could have been the other member of Bros.
You're telling me he isn't?
No, okay, right. If you think of the 90s, he could have been the Boys to Men band member.
Wow, could it have been six instead of five?
Now, if you think of the late 90s,
right,
he was actually the sixth Take That member. Oh, yeah, unrecognised. And just recently, he's only going in one direction. Do you see what I did then? Right? Ladies and gentlemen, it's wonderful. And, will you welcome the talents of one of Britain's finest young gardeners, and with his own series on Channel 4, the Super Scrimpers, it's the wonderful Martin Cox. Oh, yes!
I am.
Oh, Martin.
How are you?
Very well. Oh, and now, can I just tell you, you showed a bit of leg then.
Oh, yes. And not his hands leg.
No, well, actually, you shouldn't do too much of that in this studio. Our Seb now has already got his handkerchief out and he's slavering, right? Because he saw a bit of leg and he's away.
Oh, really?
Right? Okay. Well, our Martin, now this man's done everything in the world of gardening and you're going to see why. Because we have got an incredible deal of the day.
Absolutely cracking, Peter. Mm-hmm. I think it is. Yeah. Blow people's minds.
Right. We'll explain it all to you. There's no P&P. The young man here is going to tell you more. Don't go anywhere. Now, the last time I saw these plants was about 8 months ago. And, well, it may have been shorter than that, forgive me, I think it was about 4 months ago. And I promise you, I bought them.